Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. We might feel that in order to be good church members, we must have a perfect testimony of every part of the gospel. We might feel like if we have doubts or questions, then we're not good enough members or something is wrong with us. This is absolutely not true. The church was restored based on a boy who had questions and doubts, but also had the greatest desire to know the truth. All that matters is that we are constantly looking towards light and truth to direct our path. The scriptures tell us, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, let this desire work in you even until ye believe. In other words, it is okay to have doubts. It is okay to have questions. Ask them, look for answers, and most importantly, pray to know the truth. It is enough to just have the desire of wanting to know. God will help us know for ourselves, but first we must prove to Him that we are really willing to try. In his April 2015 conference talk entitled Choose to Believe, Elder Whitney L. Clayton shared a story about a young girl named Sailor who was flying with her family on a small plane when the aircraft developed mechanical problems. The plane crashed and everyone but Sailor died in that accident, her parents and siblings included. After crying out for her parents without a response, Sailor began walking, trying to find help. From a distance, she spotted a light, and so she followed that light until she reached a home and was able to receive help. Elder Clayton states, Sailor survived because she saw a light in the distance and fought her way to it. Now, we may not have to go through something as difficult as this 7-year-old girl did, but we will all have our own obstacles, both spiritual and physical. And in those moments where it may seem that darkness and hopelessness are inevitable, if we just search for that light, we will find it, and it will help us find hope and relief. If we do no more than just believe, that is enough. Every day we will face tests, and it will be up to us to choose to believe. God invites us to believe in Him. Belief will not just happen to us. It is something that we choose, we hope for, we work for, and we sacrifice for. Once we have developed that belief, then we can put it into action. This is a process and won't happen overnight, but as long as we have the desire to believe, the scriptures remind us to let that desire work in you even until ye believe. Never give up. Spiritual progress takes time and dedication. It's okay if you don't know everything right now. It's okay if you're not perfect. It's okay if you have questions and you need answers. It's okay if you're not sure, so long as you have the desire to want to know the truth. Thank you for listening today. Tune in to the Mormon Channel Daily Podcast every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.